As for the recover, during the last 2 days, five out of seven trades were doing. A few more got to recover. There are seven trades were doing. As for the last 2 months, mainly the fourth and the fifth trade were doing. As for the monks, it is concerned that the monks about the offense, if they commit an offense. He had a case of his death, his offense by confessing with the companion in holy life, and also take a vow not to commit such things in the future. That means the fringe in the future. And in doing so, the monk, although a monk commits such offense, which are petty offenses, it can be rehabilitated. He does not break them with intention, purposely breaking them. He's breaking the, not the Buddha Dhamma, but purposely breaking the training rules. So one goes to another monk, that is a companion in holy life, and confess one's mistake, or take part in mutual confession. One to the mark of sin in the future. In this way, the monk takes care not to commit such things in the future. And if at all he or she commits, he or she would go to the marian and holy life and confess at once and rehabilitate the offense at once. So this also applies to lay people. Lay people should also take care of the offenses in their own rights. As for the monks, if they take care of their training, then their practice of the three trainings will be uplifted, so that their physical, verbal, mental behaviors will become unblemished and become amiable. Because it is flawless, it becomes cultured, gentle, peaceful, calm. And if one practices, community practice in this way, one will come to realize the part and function of the knowledge one, of the noble one, and will realize the real salvation. So, in this way, one would train, one would strive in order to maintain one's training. And in this way, one would cherish one's training. And if the monks are able to do that, the monk will be able to possess the mind of a monk, that is the higher mind of a monk. And if he practices the training of wisdom, there will be more than worthy monks. And that's for lay people also, if they can practice with concentration, they will be able to possess the higher mind as a human being, and if they practice the Vinyasa, they will be above, or they will be more than worthy human being. In this way, their value will be uplifted. Understanding this, they would practice not to lower their standards, and they will take more and more care, and they will take care of their siddhasika, morality training, more and more, giving preference to that, so that it becomes stronger and stronger, more powerful, more and more powerful. And then they will take care not to make mistakes, not to commit offenses. And in this way, the training paper will be uplifted, at the same time uplifting the standard of the monk or lay people of the case meeting, and the status will become higher and higher as one goes on. Therefore, in the fifth grade review, though one is unavoidably involved or engaged in various matters, as for monks, having lived in his or her own work, or having little heart companions in holy life, they are not forgetting to undergo the three trainings. Instead, they enter the holy places, which does them giving blessings to the three trainings. Demanding themselves, by themselves, to undertake it. And that's the case of the mother cow, looking after its calf while grazing. It doesn't, well, although it is grazing, it doesn't forget to look after its calf. So if such mind, if the world, if the people in the world can possess such mentality, then the world is bound to be peaceful and happy place to live in. And understanding this, one should be able to fill up one's own little world so that one's world is unblemished, and step by step uplifting one's world, and in this way uplifting one's training. At least to get so that to calm one's mind, one's world, so that one's world becomes peaceful. And then one can build up the world of others, the world of society, so that the world, the other world, the world of society, also will become safe and secure. In this way, if we continue to do in this way, now the world will be a peaceful place to live in. And one should take preference and to practice in this way. And in this way means practice according to what has been given in the fourth and fifth great review. A good sense, in order to resist any opposing undermining elements, we should accumulate enough strength or power in order to be able to withstand such opposite opposing elements. Otherwise, we will be the loser, and it is not nice to be a loser. We should never be a loser. We should be able to resist. So in the realm of the Dhamma, resistance or withstanding or rebelling means we do it with the method of the Dhamma. In order to be successful, to resist successfully, it is necessary to have enough strength to be able to resist these opposing undermining elements. Now, as for the Ariya, one is practice freedom Ariya, and having in possession of this Ariyan view, he or she has accumulated enough strength or powers, and he or she reviews to what extent he or she has come into possession or accumulated the strength or power.
ဒိဋ္ဌာန်လည်းသတိစာလိုက်လူလည်းလူအလိုက်ခွန်အားရစွာရစွာရှိကြပါတယ်တိုးတော်အဲ့ဒီစွာကပြုတ်ပြုတဲ့စွာအားလည်းအကျိုးပြုတဲ့စွာအားဆိုတာဒီလိုလဲခွဲလို့ရပါတယ်နွားများမှာစွာအားကလူတွေခိုင်းလို့ရှိတယ်ယုံအားတွေကအကျိုးရှိပါတယ်မြေမှာကမြေများမှာလည်းသူစွာရှိလို့ရှိတယ်အဆုံးပြေခါမှာ အဲ့ဒါကလည်းခုခွန်အားရှိတယ်အဲ့ဒါကြီးကတော့ကာယကလခေါ်တဲ့ခုခွန်အားပါပဲတပည့်ကလည်းခုခွန်အားရှိတယ်လို့အခြားတပည့်ကလည်းပဲ စိတ်ပိုင်းဆိုင်တဲ့ခွန်အားစွမ်းအားတွေကတော့လူပါလူမျိုးတော်ရှိတယ်ပါတယ်လူတွေကဆိုလို့ရှိရင်လူတို့လူမိုက်တွေဟာလူတို့လူမိုက်စွမ်းအားရှိတယ်သူစွမ်းအားကဆိုင်ရတဲ့ခွန်ရတဲ့လူရတဲ့လေရတဲ့အချို့ဒီမှာလည်းရဆိုလို့ရှိရင်ဘာမှမရှိသလိုလူရတဲ့အဲ့ဒီလူတို့လူမိုက်တွေစွမ်းအားကလည်းတစ်မျိုးပေါ့ဆိုတော့အဲ့ဒီစွမ်းအားကတော့ No le creo, te han deshonrado. Ahora también, aquí hablo por un lugar. Tengo que ir a un lugar. Acabo de mamar seca y ahí ni no. Ni por algo. Que bien te me aclaro si. Ni por ya no te voy a mamar. Tengo que ir a un lugar. Me guíe suave, digamos. Te la doy la mamá. Se va a lograr te suave, a los días y creo que aún ni más. Si te insiste, te suave, digamos. Sin ningún suave, así es. Pero dicen que la plaza, la sin el lugar. La noticia de ti, la noticia de ti, se me de allá, la tucinita. Caule con un cita, tú bien, caule cita, tú bien, caule, falítate. Pero me acabo de dar el chanchago libre. Me acabo de decir que hay un chanchago libre. Tú tres que hay en San Juan hay una libre. Es la mano. Si no, si no, 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 no,
So you need this strength in every being. Even animals need this strength as much as human beings. And two kinds of strength. One is strength which will give you benefit, which is a beneficial strength, and another is which will not give you benefit. As for animals, they should have enough strength, or they have strength in order to pull or push the burden, the load. And same thing goes with the horses. They also have a strength to push or pull. And nowadays, with the industrial revolution, industrialization, the machines also have strength. We call it power, horsepower, in order to work the machine, in order to work, to run the machine. And human beings also have their strength in their own right. Here we're talking about their physical strength. So, as much as we have physical strength, we should also have the mental strength. So mental strength is another aspect which we should possess. And we've got two kinds of beings who possess strength. One kind of being, human being is the willing, rogues, bad people who have bad strength, bad energies, evil energies, such as they have enough strength or enough from energy to kill, steal, their false lives and so on. Also, they can do all sorts of bad things. That is one thing. For that strength, you need not encourage such strength because they arise as a natural temperament or natural habit. The result of past lives, and then this need not. There's no need for cultivating such strength. They have this strength since they are since above consciousness. It becomes their natural strength. However, there is such strength which is a beneficial strength which one should possess. That is good strength. Such as the intellectual reasoning, the power of intellectual reason in Pali, it is known as Pratisankarana Bala, knowing and being able to differentiate good from bad and know how to abstain from bad things, unwholesome deeds, which will stain or which will blemish your physical, verbal, mental behaviors, they are not desirable. So, as for another strength, another reason, is that you will be able to observe good things, sucharitas, good moral conduct, and this should be possessed by everybody. So they should possess this kind of intellectual, the power of intellectual reason, that is an anapala, to abstain from unwholesome deeds and to observe wholesome deeds. If one has got that temperament, then one will be not only doing for the welfare of oneself, but also doing for the welfare of others with sympathetic feeling. In this way, one should be fulfilled with such power of intellectual reasoning, which is possessed by the virtuous people. Does not enough just to possess what you already possess, that is in terms of pleasures or happiness or welfare or prosperity. One should not be content with one's own prosperity which one already possesses. One should need to possess more strength. And and in order to realize true pleasure. Now we are seeking pleasure, but we have to suffer much. In order to gain small pleasure, there's much we have to invest, or we have to put in much suffering. Understanding this, understanding that such pleasures, even if you get with, if you gain with much suffering, is not safe, is deadly, is fatal, and you must understand with your intellectual reasoning, the power of intellectual reason, that there is such a pleasure which excels manifold the worldly pleasure that you are seeking, even with much suffering. So in order to gain such pleasure, you should be prepared to forego or let go your possessions, in order to gain more pleasure, which excels manifold the worldly pleasures. You should be able to forego your present pleasure, present enjoyment, to gain better enjoyment, better pleasure. With this in mind, you come here in order to take up this high level discipline on the way of mindfulness and trying to energize yourself so that you gain more mental power. When in the beginning, of course, your mental power is not so great, so you try to develop it, enhance it to become larger and more powerful. In this way, you undertake the practice and you gain the benefit of the practice. And then in the beginning, you exert energy, but that energy was not so great, so powerful. In the beginning, it is only initial launching energy. You come to learn the correct method of practice, and first you try to accumulate the mindfulness as much as you can, later on building up momentum, and exerting more mindfulness day by day, the power of mindfulness, the strength of mindfulness becomes greater and greater, so that you'll be able to concentrate your mind, deepen your concentration, so that your power of concentration also becomes more and more greater. So is the power of aiming, that is applying your mind, focusing your mind on the object of attention in order to cultivate inside knowledge, beginning with the discernment of mind and body, progressing along a path. When you come to the stage of the instantaneous arising and passing away, known as Udaya Abhyayana, then your faith and confidence, the power of faith, becomes very great. You make, you will say to yourself that this method is correct, this is the correct method. So I have come to this stage, so you can judge by yourself. You can review by yourself to what extent you have reached with the practice of meditation, and how beneficial is every moment of mindfulness. So you take more care not to miss the mindfulness, or you miss the objects to be noted, and at the same time thinking that missing or losing this mindfulness is a great offense for you. As far as your practice is concerned, that is coming in possession of the world's wholesome mental state known as Hiri-Ottapa, more shame and more fear, having fearful and shameful of losing your mindfulness. You don't want to lose it. If you lose it, if you're more shame, you're fearful of losing it. So you take more and more care. As much as you take more and more care, your power of these controlling faculties, namely Virya, Sri Samadhi, Panya, energy, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom, will rise by leaps and bounds in a wonderful manner. And when at the stage of this instantaneous rising and passing way of psychophysical phenomena, you are building up momentum, your practice is has gone and developed, has become developed by leaps and bounds. Such is known as bhavana bala, the power of meditation, as different from the power of intellectual reasoning. This is the actual practice, the power of practice, the power of meditation. It is, it gives effect in terms of real benefit of the practice. And then this is your own personal experience, not from hearsay or from the teachers. And you are knowing it by your own experience, that is knowing the power of meditation, namely bhavana bala, so that you will be able to develop it, enhance it, so that it becomes more and more powerful.
You really see this as an issue, hello. I'm not a queer, I'm a woman,
one practices respectfully and carefully in meditation, cherishing, appreciating every mindfulness as he or she is cultivating, not wishing to lose even minute details, and fearful and shameful or conscious or detesting of losing or missing the mindfulness, not to mention committing unwholesome deeds by body and speech, which are despicable, which would destroy or disrupt your moral virtue. So, the purity of mind is very important, and such is the kind of strength that you require, that is strength in order to abstain from not to miss or to have to be detest or fear losing mindfulness. This is the kind of strength you need in the practice of meditation. If you don't possess this kind of strength, then you will not be able to protect yourself, and you may be committing unwholesome deeds. And not only committing unwholesome deeds, you'll be suffering the consequences of these unwholesome deeds. And if you commit these unwholesome deeds, your moral virtue will be broken, disrupting your whole little world of virtue, at the same time disrupting the moral virtue of the society, and also the world. In this way, you are said to be destroying the world. And so this kind of destruction, ahirika anotapa, not being shameful, not being fearful about doing unwholesome deed, is more dangerous than the most dangerous hydrogen bomb or atomic bomb. Because this kind of bomb, that is lack of moral shame and lack of moral fear, can explode in your body and mind anytime, destroying you and destroying the society, causing suffering in the self and suffering in the society. So knowing that they are undesirable, we come to possess moral shame, moral fear of wrongdoing. Is said to be a guardian of the world. And this name, Lokapala, the guardian of the world, which is given to this two wholesome mental states, namely moral shame and moral fear of wrongdoing. Especially, not to destroy, but guard your own will. The heat of defilements. If you repent, and then the enemy sees his happiness. And also the black background, Dhamma Dhamma, which is Dhamma Dhamma, shamelessness, fear, and green. Dhamma Dhamma, which is a black state, black background. Things which might have gone and have walked, peace, which God has suffered. So in this way, this is the mental state, when it's in the way, then the water has got to be shining. If one possesses a good everything, it's got to be shining bright. So it shines bright, if we possess these wholesome images. And that's how it is. And if we see this, we can see this, it's polishing, then we can do it better and keep the rest of the world. All the pages of the meditation, we are able to experience or understand very well the essence of this Dhamma, the guardian of the world. Yes, Sati. Then also, the environment arises to protect the mind, and if at all they arise in the stream of consciousness, we get healing. Later, developing inside knowledge from the stage of knowing the mind and body, and progressing on the path between the material and the spiritual. You can see we have already weakened the unwholesome deeds, the defilements, the practice of Silas Maripaya. Now you eradicate when you turn to the material and the spiritual. Realize the path and fusion knowledge of the living one. Become the Sarapanna, then you can see our relevant unwholesomeness that we can see. In this way, you show minus sign, negative sign, to unwholesomeness. Will go less and less. And there will be only plus sign on wholesomeness. Some bounds. In a wonderful manner. Then, at this point, there comes a difference between of ordinary beings from the strength of the noble ones. In the case of the strength of the strength is not so powerful, not so good. In the case of, wholesome aspects, or positive aspects, in the case of Arya, the noble one, the strength is very powerful, the strength is very strong. The power is very strong. So, in this way, the sixth great reviewing manifests the strength between that of the Buddhajana, ordinary being, and the noble one. The Buddha preached in this way. When the Dhamma Vinaya, that is doctrine, discipline, proclaimed by the Buddha, is being taught, one heeds it, gives it attention, engages it with all one's mind, hears the Dhamma as with eager ears. Such is the power or strength of the Noble Ones. So this is Dhamma Vinaya, doctrine, discipline. So if we need to explain these two things, that is Dhamma, is the guidance, the teachings for one's own welfare, the exact guidance, the teachings. And Vinaya is a discipline when one is following these teachings to be cultured in both physical and physical verbal and behaviors. And the Buddha has given this teachings with his omniscient knowledge and with great compassionate feeling. And such is the Dhamma Vinaya, doctrine, discipline, proclaimed by the Buddha. And this needs to be explained both from the theoretical and practical aspects. When this is preached, is taught by someone, then one should heed it, as though this teaching is for the sake of one's own welfare. It is more than one's own welfare. When it comes to one's own prosperity, one will be very careful. Now this is a greater or higher heeded. Not to look here and there, not to be mindful of here and there, but